As we heard in our first reading, perhaps the most recognizable sign of the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, as described in the Acts of the Apostles, is this scene of Peter and the other apostles bursting out onto the street to proclaim the gospel. Just a few moments earlier, they were locked in their little upper room for fear, where they'd been waiting for 9 days since the ascension. But then the Holy Spirit comes, described as tongues of fire, a strong wind, intangible yet powerful. And because of the coming of this Spirit, they now go out, no longer in the upper room, but they go out to spread the gospel. And an amazing miracle happens because they go out, they preach the gospel, and there are all these people gathered from various ethnic backgrounds, various languages. Pentecost was a big pilgrimage feast for the Jews. They were coming to Jerusalem. So there were people from all over. And miraculously, as the apostles preach, each hears in his own language. Now, I used to think that this meant that the apostles spoke lots of languages. Like all of a sudden, Peter knew how to speak Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic and everything all at once. But it got thinking that if the apostles really were all just speaking audibly different languages, it would just be a cacophony of things. You wouldn't be able to make out anything. Rather, the key seems to be that it says that each heard in his own language. It seems that part of the miracle of Pentecost, it's not that Peter somehow can now speak 10 different languages, but that everyone hears in a miraculous sort of way. Now, I've mentioned before that in my engineering background, I like kind of technological things. I famously took the vine and branches parable the other day and said it's more like Jesus is the power strip and we're the cords. So I take these gospel things and I look for technological kind of counterparts. Well, this week, something very interesting happened on the internet, one of these viral things that tends to blow up. There was an audio recording released of, amazingly, just a single word, a recording of a word that, however, when people listen to this word recorded, different people hear different things. Now, if you've been on the internet at all this week, or seen on TV, you've probably seen the debate about Laurel versus Yanni. Yes, you're laughing because some of you are like, yeah, that's what we were talking about in the car on the way here. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, good for you, because this is moments of your life you don't get back. However, I do think it fits with Pentecost this morning because it finally gave me a way of actually understanding our first reading today in a different way. See, the essence of this debate, for people who don't know what's going on, this recorded word, when you play it, some people will hear someone say laurel, like the little wreath that goes on your head when you win a victory, a laurel. Other people clearly hear Yanni. Now, it's the exact same recording, but different people hear it different ways. Yeah, that's a little bit like our first reading. Now the interesting thing is here, of course, the scientific person in me wants to say, well, that's interesting. How does this work? And some people have tried to analyze it, and it turns out that there's no right or wrong answer. Is it Laurel or is it Yanni? It's really both. Because what happens is, if you, in your ear, pay attention more readily to the lower frequencies, well, in the lower kind of frequencies, it's Laurel. But in the higher overtone kind of frequencies, also present, but heard differently, it's Yanni. Now, this is so interesting to me because two people will hear the exact same word and just be absolutely positive, well, all I hear is Yanni. In fact, all I hear is Laurel. What are you talking about? You could go online. You'll waste a lot of time on this. But the New York Times, I think, actually created a little tool where you can slide the frequency filters back and forth. So if you go to the way low end, everyone can hear Laurel. And theoretically, if you go to the way high end, everyone can hear Yanni. I don't, actually. I try it, and all I can get is, like, Yili or something like that. So even on the high end, I don't quite hear it. But it shows how both Laurel and Yanni are there. It's just in the hearing. They've determined that, like, our ears hear differently. It depends on what your ear latches onto, low or high. Well, that's a little bit like maybe what's going on at Pentecost here today, spiritually speaking. See, the church is speaking the gospel, the good news, the language of the church. But because of this miracle, different people are able to hear different parts of it. This is why we need the whole church. In fact, our very word, Catholic, kata holos in Greek, according to the whole. Think about it. If we only had people who heard low frequencies, we'd only think this word was Laurel. If we only had people who heard high frequencies, we'd think, well, it's only Yanni. Imagine how impoverished the church would be if all of us heard the exact same way. I mean, we would be incredibly unified by being all the same. But the great mystery of the church is that we are one, we are unified, but not by all being the same. In fact, we are one, we are whole, holos, precisely in our diversity. The fact that each one of us can hear the same gospel, and yet our ears, our spiritual ears, latch on to a particular part of it. Just think that's why we have four gospels. If all four, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, saw the same events and saw them exactly the same way, they would write identical gospels. But they don't, because Mark sees the events and he says, this is all about the passion. My story of Jesus is all about the cross. Whereas Luke sees this and says, this is all about salvation of man from the beginning, from Adam. I'm going to tell that story. John sees it and sees all this theology in it. He sees all these deep meanings. They all saw the same thing, but with different spiritual experiences of it. So they tell the story a little bit differently, and it's heard by their listeners a little differently. We need all four gospels to tell us the whole story. And just in our hearing, each of us hears the good news in a different way. Maybe you're one that you particularly pick out those stories of Jesus healing people. Maybe that's the thing where you say, well, that's what Jesus is about. He came to heal people. And that's what resonates with you. Or maybe you're someone who has had a lot of struggle and difficulty in life, and you most resonate with those people that Jesus picks up and says, your sins are forgiven. You get to start over. For you, that's what Jesus is about. It's a chance to have a new start, that everyone's called to holiness, and it doesn't matter what sins we've committed. Or maybe you're one that looks around and sees all the false dark light in this world, errors and false teaching, and you say, Jesus is the true teacher. He taught with authority and gave us the truth. That's who Jesus is. Those are all different ways of spiritually hearing different things in the one gospel. But here's the thing. One is not right and the other wrong. They're all the gospel. They're all the truth. It's not one or the other. In Catholic theology, our great joining device is not either or, but both and. Is Jesus the one who heals people, or is he the one who works miracles to restore the reign of Israel? Both and. You know, is Jesus God or is he man? Both and at the same time. In fact, this is where I think precisely in our culture, we have all this division because we want to reduce everything now down to either or, black, white. It has to be all this or all that. And so we are constantly polarized in our culture because we take sides now on everything as if we're our favorite sports team. Is the church about social justice or is it about tradition and handing on the faith? Well, it's both and. There's no such thing as a social justice Catholic and a traditional Catholic. We're all just Catholic. It's the whole, and we all need each other to be the whole. Notice that's what St. Paul is talking about in our second reading today, to say that there are different gifts, but it's the same Spirit. There's many different members, but one body. We're blessed in that in the Catholic Church, we don't just have two ears. We've got a billion different ears to hear the gospel and a billion different mouths than to go out and proclaim it. That's why we need everybody. We can't say to the old, well, we don't need you because you're old. We can't say to the young, well, we don't need you because you're young. Ears are biological. Ears hear differently depending on our age. This is a scientific fact. There are some frequencies which scientists tell us you can't hear after the time you get to be like 25. That's it. You've lost part of that. And we know as we get older, we don't hear the same frequencies. I know that I do not hear things that other people hear sometimes. Some of that's because of the way my ears work. Some of that's because I was in marching band for too long, and trombone players had their trombone in my ear. Okay? Sometimes that wrecks our hearing. I'm looking at you, Will Biggs. Okay. Our ears don't all hear the same things, just in a natural scientific sense. And it's the same way in the church. I love the rule of St. Benedict. He says that when you have to make a big decision for the whole monastery, gather all the monks and listen to them. And then he says this, my favorite line, listen especially to the younger monks, because it is often through the young that the Lord reveals what is better. We've got to have our young people, our graduates here today, to hear what Jesus is saying to them and tell their part of the story. We can't just ignore them and say, well, they're young. They don't know what they're talking about. Of course they know what they're talking about. They're high school graduates, and they have confidence to wear blue gowns and square cardboard things on their heads today. That's confidence. We know that. We need to hear that voice. But likewise, we don't need to say, oh, those old people, they just keep doing the same thing because we've always done it. No, we've got to hear those voices too. In fact, one of the great things about being Catholic is when things seem crazy and we don't know what to do, I can often say, well, we did this for 2,000 years, so it can't be all bad. Let's listen to that. In the end, the secret is both and. We need all the people in the church because we all hear the gospel differently. Just like all those people on Pentecost heard the one gospel, but they heard it differently. They heard it according to their ears. Now, mind me, I am not saying that the church is just everything to all people in that, yeah, whatever you believe, everything is good. No. The church very clearly stands up and sometimes says no, absolutely no, to these things that are wrong. And as well she should. She speaks clearly when it's necessary to speak clearly with truth. As one of the great fathers of the church said, in necessary things, unity. But in optional things, diversity. It's both and in the whole, the Catholic Church. Today, we celebrate the birthday of this great Katholos, Catholic Church. Today, you are called to go out and proclaim the gospel to every creature, just like we heard in our first reading, just like Jesus commanded us to do as he was ascending. They say that perhaps you will be the only gospel that anyone ever hears. Put it a little better with this Yanni Laurel debate. The church speaks all this at once. Yanni's there, Laurel's there. It's all there in the message. But different people are going to hear it differently. And not only might you be the only gospel a person might hear, you might be able to speak it at just the right frequency so that you can reach someone that no one else could reach. That's the great gift of the Catholic Church today. A church that is universal, that is the whole, and it is the whole because all of you are here. Without every one of you, the church would be impoverished because there would be some frequency that we don't hear, some way that we are not able to speak. So today, we're all together. Unity in diversity. To sum it up, we're Catholic. We have the whole. All the frequencies. Now you go out and speak, and you might just be surprised to see what people say they hear when you speak.